check out our website at www.thefantasyamateurs.com.
What is this, a fantasy baseball podcast?
Yes!
That's all we talk about on this podcast is interesting things. Jesse, go toss a potato.
Here lies Joe. He died wearing braces.
Be interesting when she has her heavy flow at times.
It's not Nick Nolte.
That damn dirty ape.
You're going to blow Arkansas?
The Hindenburger cheese.
We follow the golden rule.
I'm in a league with the Pope.
Could have been an accountant.
Replace the baseballs with hand grenades.
Thor, he's like Jesus, but for people from Norway.
Eating ain't cheating.
Hello and welcome to episode 83, apparently, of the Nasty Cast Fantasy Baseball Podcast, brought to you by thefantasyamateurs.com. I'm Nathan Duck, and you can find me on Twitter at Nathan Duck, and I'm joined today by the enchilupa of the podcast, Joe Osachi.
I do love it when Taco Bell combines things into different things.
So great.
One of the great innovators of today's modern world is Taco Bell.
Certainly.
Yeah. There's nothing I love more than when Taco Bell turns different things into different things.
Tacarito.
Quesarito.
Taco Chalupa.
Taco Lupa, yeah.
Taco Luparito.
Taco Luparito, yeah.
The Cadilla.
Taco Cadillo Lupa Rita. I would love to have a Taco Cadilla Lupa Rita right now.
God, me too. I could really go for a Taco Cadilla Lupa Rita.
Yeah. No doubt about it. God, those things are great. But meanwhile, we have a guy
side of nachos.
With the side of nachos, for sure. But meanwhile, we got a guy over there. He's had 17 Taco Cadillo Luparitas just since we started recording this episode. We got Jesse Jordan.
Wake up, Jesse.
He's asleep.
Chop, chop.
What's going on?
Exactly.
It feels like it's now 1 a.m.
It pretty much is.
And just about.
Where are we at here? What are we doing? We're talking.
What we're doing.
We're not talking
podcast.
Fantasy baseball anymore.
No, we're not.
We don't have to talk that anymore.
Although, a Taco Lupe.
Taco Lupe.
Chincha Chanka Chinka China. Or
we could have.
Lupe that's, Reno. It's one of the best things I've ever tasted.
A chimichanga in it.
That's the best one, too, isn't it?
It really is.
Chimichanga Luparito.
I feel like I should be sleeping right now.
You probably should.
It's, I'm not even that drunk. We're not that drunk.
That's
We're
exactly
not that
what.
Drunk. But line. You know, to throw some time, you know, I like to throw the timeline in there and let people know that we just
pull
got done
the curtain, which...
recording the epic episode 82 of the Nasty Cast, which I feel like is probably going to be the strongest of the season so far.
Bold words. We've put together a lot of episodes this season.
So, the intro of this one's got to be very, very weak and poor because the top five list we're about to present is honestly,
that.
It rivals...
It's also poor and weak.
I was going to say it probably rivals the Trump one.
That was pretty
I think
good.
It was pretty funny.
I don't remember, but yeah, it probably
the discussion
may or may not be previously recorded to this.
The side discussions are very, very good that we have in the future. You know, I've got the time machine back, but I can only do it in, like, short increments. So I can't go back in time and, like, save the day and make sure Ian Kennedy has 275 strikeouts this year. But
it's hard to do that, yes. It is hard to go back in time and guarantee
back
this success. Guarantee this success.
But once I you know, retweak that time machine and I can go back, that's one of the first things I'm going to do.
There you go.
Is make sure Ian Kennedy has 275 strikeouts.
It's never
at
gonna
one
happen.
Point in his career.
Yeah, not hasn't happened. Not going to happen.
It probably never happened.
That's a lot of strikeouts.
It's a lot.
If we're going with just like
some ridiculous amount of number, like well, Clayton Kershaw's like basically there already, and we're not even at the end of June, and he's already got 377 or something like that. Ridiculous amount.
One thing I will say is, for fantasy baseball wise, is Dan Hudson got a save tonight. I mean, good lord!
Ziegler probably pitched like 3 days in a row,
and I just got done trading for Ziegler. So, yay!
Last year, I stashed
Daniel Hudson last year, and I let him go.
I'm just saying he did finally get a save. So all the people that have been listening to me for the past whatever, year and a half. There you go. There's one for you.
Well, you know who beat him to the punch as far as getting a career save? Ross Ohlendorf!
That's true. That is
Yahtzee!
Who's still the greatest name in fantasy baseball.
And face, I think. Joe's favorite player.
He does have a great face.
So, Joe, I mean, if you're doing a fantasy draft, who are you picking first? Ross Ohlendorf or Colin Cowgill?
That is a really tough call. Man. Like, who do I hate more?
We're talking about a shallow league here.
I'm going to go with hate. I hate Colin Cowgill more.
Yeah, Colin effing Cowgill. Colin effing previously Cowgill. Referred to.
Yeah, we don't. Because
that was the Jake Arrieta drop, and like that was a really bad thing. I mean, like, just this season.
That's got to hurt.
Yeah, just this season in our Dynasty League, I've dropped. Traded away. Adam Duvall.
Yep. To Jesse.
Robert Duvall. He's got 20 home runs.
Robert Duvall. Yeah. I mean, that dude's like 78 years old. Shocking that he can hit so many home runs.
So that was a painful thing that happened to me. The drop of Jake Arrieta, that was pretty painful. Yeah. I dropped Trace Thompson just because I didn't know what else to do with him. I didn't have any room for him. So these are all painful things.
That's how Dynasty Leagues will haunt you.
Yeah, they will.
Like the contrarian ghost.
Wait, we haven't heard the contrarian ghost for a long time.
That's true.
That dude, I mean, if he wasn't a ghost, I'd say he's probably dead, but ghosts can't die.
So. Basically just agreed on everything all year, you know. There hasn't been a lot of contrarianism.
That's true, Nate. Well, Nate's
we have a lot of bets on Wendy's back, so clearly we've disagreed a fair bit.
No, I think this is the highest number of bets on the back. Like, of all time, I think, already.
It's a good thing that Wendy has...
Oh, the back! I was just going to say her back just keeps getting bigger.
It's a big one.
It does.
We're not going to sue her for it.
No.
You know, a little foreshadowing.
What do you think of Wendy's back? Email us, thefantasyamateurs@gmail.com, or you could tweet us at fantasyamateurs.
You could tweet me at Mr. Jesse Jordan. I like to talk about a lot of non-baseball things. Mostly Game of Thrones.
There's a lot of Game of Thrones.
Mostly
out there.
Family things I'm proud of, you know, with my kid and stuff like that. I tweet a lot of personal stuff. I do tweet some baseball stuff occasionally.
It's usually just stupid. About Adam Duvall.
Or it's Adam Duvall, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was pretty right on Adam Duvall.
I guess you were. You can go ahead if you really feel like it. Tweet me at Joe Sachi, JoeSadchy. That's me. Check out my picture on there.
Yeah, Joe's very active.
Yeah. I mean, Roto Joto, I think, is still out there.
It is.
You might as well be. You'll probably get more followers based on the Roto, which I still think is the lamest thing any fantasy. And I will state that as much as I want to.
Well, we do. I mean, Nate really is still behind Roto Gravy.
Yeah. Yeah. I still want to do Roto.
But Roto Joto, I think I could forgive. As long as you do, like, Joto, like T-O-E.
T-O-E. Yeah. That would be the key to it.
Joe's Rotisserie Toe.
Yes.
I mean, if you actually did, like a weekly Joe column or anything toe. Like that, you could call it...
The Roto Joto.
Joe's Roto Toe.
Toto.
It would be so funny.
Just a picture of a random toe.
Joe's Roto Toto.
I don't know what's funnier, like the name, or just the concept of Joe actually writing. I know I wrote, you know, for football stuff, and I plan to write more this summer, whether it'll be on Fan Ams or whatever.
Yeah, you're most being likely, pursued but I think by I'm other bring websites. It
back. Yeah, I'm being pursued by my own website.
Okay,
you know, the domain I bought I figure someone's got to use it for something. So.
I suppose.
I might write out there as my blog and try to bring it back. But I don't go very deep.
Joe could count the pitchers that he ranked this season on his fingers and toes, I think.
Did I rank 20 pitchers?
I think you did 23.
This is insult each other.
That's really not that bad. I mean, like,
yeah, those 4-team leagues. Loved your list.
Whether or not you're
he broke down 150.
You're going to play like it's still like the importance of the whether or not like who you drafted at the top of your list. Like you could have ended up going with. You know,
Matt Harvey,
exactly, or who I was down on.
You
or,
were.
Yeah, and so, like, who you like in the top 20 is just as important as who you like at the back end.
I shorted you. You went 25.
And I made everything clear on our list of, like, you know, when on our podcast.
He broke it down. Joe's more of a podcast breaker down.
Yeah. Who your number 25 was.
We know.
Was it?
Yeah.
I have no recollection.
And I don't ever... I don't expect that from you.
Cole
so
Hamels
not
was near
down.
The bottom.
Joe, you've never let me down.
Thank you.
I can always text you if I want, you know, advice. But
who was my 25?
Syndergaard.
Well, so yeah, this guy, he's been great.
No, 24 was Garrett Richards.
Well, you know, and also been great.
23 was Adam Wainwright.
Maybe we should have did a dude feud here.
Ignore those other ones and take Syndergaard.
21, Sonny Gray.
Well, Joe, how many people? Well, you know, I was down on Syndergaard.
Joe literally promotes Thor every episode.
Jesus of Norway.
I believe yeah. I was. Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Every episode he brags about him. So
right on.
See.
Yeah, fair enough. All right. Well, this episode, this is nothing but bullshit. This is more fantasy baseball talk than we had the entire rest of the episode. It's a special bonus BS cast.
Which is actually, I think it's really good. I don't know. I don't want to set the expectation too high because I'm a very, very big believer in the Gin Blossoms philosophy.
Yeah.
That you set expectations low. But I Jesse Jordan says this is a very good BS episode. A lot better, at least my performance is a lot better than the Fruit Madness.
What I would recommend to everybody out there, don't follow at Joe Sachi. But tweet at him that they would follow him if he switched his handle to Roto Joto.
There you go.
Fair enough.
That's what I would say.
If I get even like one response,
you'll get an automatic follow from Mr. Jesse Jordan.
There you go.
If you tweet at Mr.
At imaginary at the imaginary account of Roto Joto.
No, because they got tweeted you, but I'll follow them.
Fair enough.
And then they can follow me back and listen to all the Game of Thrones soccer theories I have and stuff.
You know, it would be even
better. I hold the spoilers down. Because I only tweet about my rewatch theories.
From the old episodes.
And I'm currently watching the O.J. Simpson trials, which I deleted all my thoughts already on those. Because I got really, really, as our listeners couldn't imagine, I got really, really intoxicated this weekend, and I started tweeting my thoughts.
Never happened before, but
I got very frustrated. Well, you know, I don't have a lot of friends. I live out in the middle of nowhere. I'm going through a depressed stage of my life. You know, I'm kind of adapting to a new home, and you know, the dog never laying by me upstairs.
I tell you, there's a house right across the street, man.
You know, I think it's okay for a guy. You know, if you think I got a liquor problem, you know, go ahead and tell me. I feel like, you know, I'll accept that. But if you got an asshole problem, I'll tell you about it. So,
do I have an asshole problem?
No. That's
okay.
That's for certain special listeners.
We'll get into that. Was that in this episode? Yeah, we'll get into Joe's asshole actually in this episode.
Yes, we will. Well, we've dove into
his ass at least.
I mean, I've had a personal experience of diving into Joe's asshole. So he doesn't remember.
Well, then.
But that was one of my, you know, back to those assumed consent clauses.
Yeah,
you know, in college.
You assumed that Joe's consent was good.
Well, Joe wore a wig, and I thought he was a dragon. You know,
he had a little rouge
in the middle of slaying him.
Sure. Everyone has confused me with a dragon at some point.
Some people like to ride them. Some people like to be ridden.
That's what I always say about dragons.
All right. On that note... Enjoy this special BS episode of the Nasty Cast. We'll catch you guys again later this week with a bonus prospect podcast. As Jesse might say, the the trifecta.
It's going to be
I don't want to spoil
three servings of slab. No. Three servings of nasty slab.
Nope.
Something like that.
Something like that.
Three slabs of nasty, baby.
There you go. There, third time's a charm.
All triple right. up on the nasty.
Yeah.
You're right. Welcome.
Enjoy the show.
One time, we successfully mated a bulldog with a shih tzu.
Really? That's weird.
Yeah, we called it a bullshit.
All right, we have returned on the nastiest of casts, and we are done with the fantasy baseball. We're going to do some bullshit. And the BS segment of the day, let me set this up a little bit. It's a top five list. It's not topical anymore. It was topical at one point in time, so it's perfect for the show that it no longer makes sense to do this as opposed to like 2 months ago when it would have been better. But, of course, Carlos Martinez being sued by some lady for giving him a sexually transmitted disease. She's actually suing him, which seemed ridiculous that you can do something like that as long as the sex was consensual. In any case, I thought it seemed so frivolous that I thought we'd come up with top five things that we are suing people for.
Time out here for 1 second. Before sure. You say that again. Did he lose that battle, or is he just...
It's only just begun, Jesse.
Okay. Let's reintroduce the segment.
I really wish I could think of that song where they say it's only
We've
just begun.
Only just yeah. begun.
Yeah, that's
It's not. Just begun.
That's not a song.
1408.
What's 1408?
That's where the song is from.
1206?
The movie? Yeah, the movie. Actually,
are you guys just saying numbers right now?
1735, Joe.
It's
good lord.
2012.
What the hell is going on?
It is tomorrow.
42.
Yesterday.
Jesse said dates.
When will then be now?
Yeah, like what?
Who knows?
I have totally lost.
We missed it. Let's go back.
Back to when?
To then.
Marty, oh, your kids, we gotta go back. Your kids are assholes.
Back.
Oh, Marty.
Back in time.
Back in time.
It's like a movie collage, but it's audio. It's audio. Yeah. It's an auditorial movie collage. To answer Joe's stupid freaking question.
And I don't know that anyone in the history of the world has ever said the word auditorial before, which is not a word.
Auditorial?
I think that's where you go to see concerts and people talk. Is
what's that a word?
Auditorial?
Your mom's not a word.
Oh, nice.
And your mom loves it.
Oh, burn.
That word.
Burn.
Yeah. Burn city.
Auditorial.
You always take my mom
auditorium.
You always take my mom to the auditorial.
Yeah. It's at a level that no other man can take her.
I bet.
Good lord.
Moving on then.
That was auditorial.
What do you mean? The top five.
Okay. So we're doing the top five things that we are suing people for. And Joe, as per usual, has prepared a little to none at all, so he's just gonna make snide remarks from the peanut gallery.
I might throw one in there if I feel like it.
Maybe you should just go on mute. Make our lives all better.
Yeah,
fair enough.
All right, so Jesse, you want to start us off, or you want to start us off?
I guess I'll start us off.
Cool.
Mine aren't as... I'm not at my normal BS par, I guess, because I don't think mine are as funny, because you know what? When I want to sue somebody, I sue somebody because it grinds my gears.
You're going kind of serious.
It fires me up.
Oh, boy.
It makes me mad. You don't want to really know what makes me mad besides Joe? Is internet sites who purposely make you click next to see the top 10 list.
Oh, I hate
oh
those.
Oh, my God.
The galleries?
Yes, every freaking time.
That is the absolute worst. I completely agree.
These are the top 10 things that you need to know about this. And then you load it up, and then you have to scroll down, and you have to say next just to see the first freaking thing on the list. And then...
So each new one is a slide, Joe. Let's explain this to Joe.
Yeah. I know what
Facebook.
It is.
You don't have Facebook. How do you know?
But they put that at the bottom of every
everywhere.
Page.
Okay.
Everywhere.
That's everywhere.
That's true. Okay.
And then they
read
surround...
an article on anything, and that's
like,
at the bottom.
On the mobile sites, they surround... Sometimes they hide
that's
the next
button.
That's
the thing with ads.
And they make the next button like...
It's the smallest
ad.
Thing
yeah,
ever,
yeah.
too.
And you
can't even read the word next because it's so small.
By the time I get to the sixth thing in the list, I'm so sick of clicking on something that's not... Not what I want to click on, or the three freaking pop-up ads that show. Then I finally just close out of everything, and I say, "F the list and screw you."
Yeah.
It wasn't that good, anyways.
Yeah. So you get nothing out of the list, and you've accidentally bought 17 vacuums.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah, but much. Listen, sometimes it's you like, need 17.
You gotta clean that house.
Like every once in a while, I check out a top 50 list. And then I spent 3 days reading it, you know. Yeah. Oh, my God.
I've got to the point where as soon as I realize that it's one of those, I instantly give up.
There's a couple sites
I'm done
out there.
With this.
I don't. I'm too curiosity kills the cat, and I'm full of curiosity. But there are a couple sites that if you look very closely on the top and very small lettering, it's got an underline, bold lettering, but it's very, very small. It says show list as one page. And you click it, and then you can just scroll
down.
That's
the key.
So I always look for it. It's not going to be those porny and the nice little the Twitter ones. The ones on Twitter are really bad because they're usually five, and they're surrounded by porn advertisements.
The first thing you want to sue is clickbait because that's what it is.
Yes, clickbait. Okay. Because all they're doing is clicks is money.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Look at our website. It's full of advertisements.
Oh, my God. That's the greatest idea. We need to put that on our website. We just need our mobile site. Surround all the show links. With ads, we'll do a galley, the top 75 show is its own page.
Actually, half the show, like half the link, half the show link.
So then I gotta take 75
page.
Pictures of my butt.
Yeah.
Oh man,
top 75 pictures.
But
no,
nobody will ever get past the top three because
they'll get sick of it. So yeah.
Yes, and then we get paid for every vacuum that someone purchased.
But just to be safe, we're gonna have to take 75 pictures.
And this is such a better idea than ordering 175 T-shirts.
Yeah. Oh my God, we should have thought of this a long time ago.
Man, I
set up the clickbait, boys.
I literally cashed out my savings account to purchase half those T-shirts.
Good Lord. Thank God, Joe. Yeah, but we sold.
Nate gave me a little bit of money for it.
I'm really upset about this money, aren't you?
I'll buy you
a 13-pack of beer next week.
I'm really not that upset about it.
Inside joke.
I just like to know that. I just want to throw my name out there that everyone make sure all the listeners that hate me know the reason why I'm part of this podcast is not only because I edit it and put it out there. I throw some dollars down sometimes.
He's really the sugar
I'm here
mama.
For these two.
Yeah, sugar mama for sure.
He's got the money.
Yeah, I got the money.
That might be the best one that we have all night, to be honest.
That's my number five.
Yeah.
Oh, it gets better. I get more furious as it goes.
Okay, this is going to be a nice blend then, I think, because yours are more real and mine are just stupid. Because my number five is I'm going to sue everyone with a mullet for illegally having too much party at the back.
That's pretty good, actually.
Sorry, Jesse.
Yeah, Jesse.
Wow, I am so jealous right now.
That was a good one.
But there's no money in the party. You got to sue the business.
Yeah,
you got to sue the business.
Why not sue the business?
You got to sue the business.
Why aren't you suing
for the money so you can have the party in the back?
Yeah, you can sue the front of the mullet too.
I said I'm suing everyone.
If there was no business in the front,
oh, you're suing everyone.
I'm suing the person with
the mullet. If there was no business in the front, they can't afford the party in the back.
That's right. That's right.
That was
you
got to
get the money somewhere.
So Joey, you got one yet?
This is my only one that I have so far, but we'll see if I can come up with any more. I'm actually just to kind of piggyback on the success of some other lawsuits in the past, I'm going to sue McDonald's for my coffee being too cold.
Those bastards. Because they really turned the temperature down.
Exactly.
After that lady got $2.2 million.
Yes, so now it's like, well, she got it for being too hot, so I'm going the other way.
They do serve iced coffee now.
Got sensitive teeth.
Yeah.
Can't be drinking lukewarm coffee.
Exactly. This coffee is
the perfect lawsuit. Spill a cup of iced coffee on your leg.
Frostbite.
There's no warning labels on there that the coffee is extremely cold.
No.
That's why they won the original
last one, yes.
Dude, look. We're going to McDonald's on the way home.
Because if you want to sue somebody,
you're riding with me.
McDonald's is not a bad place to sue. And actually, now that's where I'm going to think
they,
I'm going to go.
They usually settle.
They're made of money.
And pay you.
Exactly.
So, all right.
That's what the M stands for, McDonald's, is money.
My number four.
You were going to say settle.
Oh, sorry.
The M in McDonald's stands for settle.
This has been one of the funniest ones we've ever done. And we've only went once around.
Only just begun.
This might end up being like its own separate segment on the pace we're on.
Why not?
Because we're delivering the goods. My number four is automobile makers.
Like the USPS,
so right? I was gonna say Ford or Chevy, but I really couldn't pick on one.
Automakers
so
in general.
Automobile makers for my car not having the ability to fly. Good Lord! It's 2016!
It's 2016.
Why is my car not flying?
That's a good goddamn point,
Jesse. Yeah, why are you still driving on the road?
Yes.
There's no excuse.
We should be about the time.
And there's not even
like
a prototype.
Automobiles are within the next, you know, you get to like 200 feet unless you live in a big live in a big city. Then, you know, then you go to like 1200 feet or something. That's your range. Where planes are up here and you no fly zones where your car just shuts off.
Sure.
Once you hit it, you know, I mean, it's 2016, but we're still ruled by gasoline engines and
it's terrible.
And there's just, this world is just a terrible place.
I'm pretty sure we could fly off steam.
We should be.
I don't see why we
could,
not.
You could, yeah. You know.
I think if you farted enough, you could probably fly.
I've done
it. I spent a lot of time flying off of you know, some green leaves in college, so.
There you go. All right, my number four, and we brought this up at work earlier, actually. I'm going to sue anyone whose stomach distends beyond the capacity of their shirt to hang out the bottom for breaking the Roseanne Barr fat nudity law, which, of course, bars fat nudity from corrupting innocent citizens' lives and, consequently, their sanity.
I feel like this is a silent protest going on in the building right now.
Yes, of course, Jesse instantly hiked up his shirt.
This is why we need Facebook Live. Or...
it wasn't even it. Yeah. There's this chick at work.
There's a fat guy at work, you know, at this work that... Oh,
that's what he does.
You have no idea what drives me more bonkers than when I like put my arms up and I grab something, or you know, I grab my kid and I pick him up and my shirt comes up and my wife comes over and pulls my shirt up. I get so mad and I get offended. I'm like, you know what?
I don't want my stomach out.
Well, that's what I said. I said I don't care if someone wants to judge me because a little fat's hanging out. You know what? I enjoy my life.
I'm not talking about a little fat.
Why
I'm talking like when you got a big flabby thing like
going
down over your thighs.
Time out here. Right. I'm going to be the defendant lawyer here, and I'm going to go on a tangent because I'm going to have...
Oh, you're going to bring out Johnny Cochran up in this mother...
I'm not even going to write that one down because I'm in the middle of defending this. As a fellow fat person, you have no idea what it's like to
be this fat man.
Life. Okay. I used to be skinny. I used to work out. I enjoy food. I don't like people look at me. I'm sure they assume I just eat pounds of chips. We have chips in our cupboard all the time. I don't touch them. I gain my weight on enjoying a little bit of French fries every once in a while. And yeah, I mean, I most people that listen to our podcast probably think I have a drinking problem because I drink every podcast.
Well,
but I don't drink every day. I don't drink all the time. When we're not podcasting,
don't?
I don't drink on.
That
I did
be bad
when,
for me.
During the podcast off season, I don't drink when, you know, during the week or whatever. And maybe that still means I have a problem. But anyways, that's pretty much where my weight is. You know, but I enjoy the finer things in life. I don't
like
at
cheese.
Work we have this yes, I love cheese. At work we have this big old like
cheese on that bitch.
This is what you need to do. We have a wellness program that's supposed to take care of your life and blah, blah, blah. So I do the minimum to get my points, to get the dollars that I need to help pay for our medical expenses and stuff like that I can get. I max out. I've maxed out every year that I've been there. And the thing is, like, I finally decided, like, why is it if I'm alive and I'm enjoying life, everyone's going to die? Why do I have to freaking live by someone else's standards?
Everyone is going to die.
Because you don't enjoy looking at my stomach. It's not like I'm out flaunting it.
Not to interrupt your rant, but did you listen to This American Life this week?
I'm about 10 minutes into it, but
yeah,
it's defending
like
fat.
Is it about that or what?
Absolutely.
Is it really?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Stupid people like you. She's just a woman.
I don't know what they did to do. Oh, because he's
trying
that.
To sue fat people.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You're rude, inconsiderate, and I don't like you right now.
Is tuck your shirt into your pants so it's not flopping around and hanging out.
Now, if it's out all the time, then yes, you have the right to sue. But if, like in my case, where it comes up every once in a while, if you're looking for it, that's your own goddamn problem.
I think that's really the key. If you're looking for it, you know, like keep. Yeah. If I'm looking for it,
I probably enjoy it.
Exactly. That is the point.
Anyways.
But.
Sorry for yelling at you.
I'm glad we could have a civil discussion.
I hated you there for a minute.
About belly fat.
But my next one is, so that I did actually find one because I just
did anybody write
playing.
Down that time code?
I texted it to you.
Thank you.
The next one that I got, this is just something that I was kind of, apparently somebody already did it, but it's just a great idea, and now that I think about it, it makes a lot of sense. Apparently somebody already sued Starbucks for using too much ice, but it's a really good idea. You fill the whole cup with ice.
Yeah.
I don't need that much ice in my coffee.
You get like 3 sucks of coffee.
And you get it, you know, and the whole cup is full. It's an entire cup full of ice.
And they still charge you $7.
Well, sure, yeah. I mean, it's like, listen, Starbucks, I want an iced coffee. It doesn't mean that I need the entire – you don't need to fill up 4 cups worth of ice before you fill up with some coffee.
You remember the $2 tea nights? It's just random
at,
tangent.
At,
$2
Fridays.
Tea nights at Applebee's, Ground Round, but back in college.
No, I think it was Ground Round.
Nowadays, they like $2 tea night, I think it's $2.99 night or $2.79 night.
Sure, cool.
You know, the inflation type stuff. But back when we were in college, they had $2 tea nights where they actually literally charged $2 for teas.
Sure.
And we had one guy that was like – this just reminds
hey,
me.
Hey, listen, don't give me any ice
in that
thing.
He literally said, I'll take a tea, but I don't want any ice. No ice. Thinking that he would get a full glass because he was bitching about how much ice is in it.
So, yeah,
so
like
they freaking bring it over. They have the – and I know that nobody – listeners can't see it, but you have the picture – you get a picture of the big tea glasses. You picture the big
tea.
They're
tall.
And how the like they're skinny. It didn't even hit where it gets fat on the top.
Wow. So they just gave him like
same
half
portion.
The
oh, they just poured the ice. Same amount of booze in. No ice. It was hilarious.
That is great.
We showed him because we basically told him he's not going to get any more than us. But so he had to drink this warm ass tea.
But it was
which was disgusting. But karma.
That's awesome. All right, Jesse, you're number three.
Well, I'm going to have to sidetrack here and sue all skinny ass people who can eat 5 pound burritos and
come on.
Just kidding. So.
He's never successfully eaten the 5 pound.
By the way, Joe, you could probably bring up Ticketmaster.
So,
good point. Anyway, topical.
Give you some fuel, some fire.
This one goes back to the web. Desire.
That is
to the interwebs.
What I desire.
The interwebs. New sites. This one's kind of long winded. New sites for always allowing spam sites to advert. Sorry, not new sites. News sites. I missed the. S in there. News, like N-E-W-S.
Oh.
News sites for always allowing spam sites to advertise around their articles. You're never going to convince me that I need to click on an article that says, you'll be shocked when you find out what she did in Bismarck, North Dakota.
Yeah.
I hate those. And actually, Bismarck Tribune, like our own local newspaper, is absolutely terrible about it. And but any news sites like that, you go to CNN, you click on the article, and it just surrounds you. Once you get to the bottom of it, it just surrounds you by like it's like location based buttons
can,
that they're
trying
to get you to click.
At.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's just because location is involved. And actually, they don't even really know where you're at. It's all about what your IP address is registered to. So if you're on your phone over your your internet connection, you might actually get, like, sometimes I get the whole Sioux Falls, South Dakota,
because
you have Midco, that's where they're based out of, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, those sons of bitches.
Yeah, that's, I always find that top, that really humorous that it just shows some chick, like, standing in front of a,
Mount Rushmore?
No, the line, the police picture, they're like, you'll
the
never believe
tape,
what she did
tape.
In Bismarck, North Dakota. Yeah, or else they'll have a crime scene take from the top left to the bottom right, and just like,
never guess what she did to her former husband.
Yeah. This person died in Bismarck, North Dakota, and it just shows tape line. And, like, you're literally reading about the one person who died in the last 2 months, and, or murder, I should say.
Speaking of which, like, on a totally somber note, I listened to a podcast today, which was just insanely good and also depressing. It was, I can't remember, I think it was Thomas Middleditch on Comedy Bang Bang. He recommended the Swords and Stones
podcast. He said
something like that.
I kind of remember.
So I listened to the most recent, I think that's what it's called. I should probably look it
up. And then, because the other guy recommended Reply All, which I already listened to.
Right, I like Reply All.
I actually unsubscribed to that one. But,
come on.
Oh, Reply All, so good.
Sword and Scale is what it's called.
Like, and we could do a top five podcast list again now, because I listen to a lot more podcasts now.
Yeah.
But, they did.
Reply All
would be my
top 10
based.
For sure.
I love Reply All.
That's a tech-based one, right? That seems anti-genre.
Well, it is. It's very techy.
How do you even know what they're talking about? It's just stories
they find.
The last
one
was really good. There was like a four-part episode.
They did
about
a four-parter. Yeah.
But a guy who, when he was 18, he was out beating the shit out of people for the mob.
Oh wow!
And then now he's been in jail for like 18 years or something like that, 20 years.
Because he's autistic, and basically he got convicted because he was autistic, and like the judge looked at him and was like, "This murderer has no remorse." But you know he's autistic, so you can't tell. Does he have no remorse, or is he just autistic? I mean, yeah.
Apparently, I have had one less too many beers than I thought I did.
One less too many.
What? Jesse just requested another beer from Joe, and he's got two full ones now.
Okay, I didn't even notice.
That's good. All right. My number three, and if you didn't see this one coming, then, you just haven't been paying attention. I'm going to sue everyone with ugly resting bitch face for breaking the Kristen Stewart law of whiny, smelly, ugly resting bitch face women.
Yeah, you really hate Kristen Stewart.
I don't care for her.
Yeah.
No, I don't care for Kristen Stewart either, but, like, I don't know why you would sue on her behalf.
Because of her resting bitch face.
But I some bitch faces are kind of attractive.
Yeah. Ugly resting bitch face, I said.
Oh, okay. He did say ugly.
I
think that's one of the reasons why.
Because you can have sexy resting bitch face.
I love my wife because she's got, you know, like, I like her bitch face.
Mm.
She's not a bitch, but, you know, her bitch face.
Most people with
because all men
aren't bitches.
All husbands have seen their wife's bitch face. And if they don't like it, I don't know how you can live with her.
I have no
So, for all you single males out there, if you've never seen your girlfriend's bitch face,
it's coming.
Don't marry her.
Because it's coming. Make
sure you see the bitch face before you put a ring on it. Yes. That's my advice. My newlywed advice.
Marital advice from the Nasty Cast.
Because if you get 2 years into that marriage and you finally see your bitch face, you're like, oh my God, what am I doing? That's what leads to divorce and stuff. And that's just just not good. So.
I think I don't know what number I would be on.
So Barry Baker.
Right now. Yeah, Barry Baker. He's apparently 21.
21-year-old. Happy birthday, Barry Baker.
Shout out to BB.
Yeah. No doubt
international podcast listener.
He's so drunk right now, though.
Totally.
Oh, yeah, he won't listen. He'll somehow listen to this. So, like, I should say he won't listen to it until tomorrow, but it's already almost tomorrow for them.
That's true.
Him, and he'll still listen to it and tweet us about it by the time I'm up.
Here's the only thing I can come up with. Like, I was trying to think of some good lawsuits to come up with, so I've been using some of the classics. But, like, listen, I don't know what you have to do, but just go to Walmart, hurt yourself, do whatever you have to do, trip, fall, go to the knife section, get creative, you know, go to the knife section.
Jesus.
Go to the pesticides.
Grab a razor blade.
Grab some razor blades.
Put it on the cart.
Do whatever
you got
to
do. And cut
your hand. Listen, do whatever you got to do.
And post that picture on
social media.
Just
walk around Walmart all day long. Look for whatever they're selling that's dangerous. Get creative. Pay attention to the employees. When are they not paying attention? Do whatever you got to do. Hurt yourself and sue Walmart because they will settle and you will be a millionaire.
That's right. That's what the W stands for. Walmart is settle.
Yes.
I was thinking. It is very true. I was thinking about buying a movie from their $5 bin.
Sure.
And just
and then you got a paper cut.
Suing
and sued.
Well, paper cut. But I was thinking about suing.
And you got $400,000.
I was thinking about suing them for how terrible a movie it was. But it should have been $2.
They're bad. Yeah, they're bad.
Rush Hour 17. Come on.
Face Off 2.
Come on.
I didn't even know they made that.
Their faces were already off.
Did they switch them back?
That's Trek what I 7. I thought they stopped.
Damn it. It's not even Mike Myers anymore.
Why are we all the sequels? But I mean, I guess sequels are always the worst
sequels.
Ones.
They're always worse. Yeah,
yeah, because you couldn't make up one that nobody's ever heard of. I guess it's got to be a sequel.
The Nasty Cast movie. My God, they should have paid me to watch this shit.
Wait, that was pretty good. That was actually really
Nasty Cast the movie. Nasty Cast the flamethrower. Kids love this one.
Nasty Cast the extra nastaloo. Right. And that's guess two, sorry. All
right. Yeah, you're supposed to say two.
Anyways, since I ruined the joke, I'll move on to number two in my list. This one's very serious, so let's put our game faces on, folks, because I want to sue society or the American people, whatever you want to do. But I'm so sick of the fact, and it makes me ill, that as I was growing up, society made me think that I could do anything I put my mind to. Those bastards.
Because you tried it.
Yeah, like, well, I once upon a time I was sitting at work and I was like, you know what, I could do a podcast. And so I put it together and now we're doing this freaking office.
Yeah, good point.
You tell me, listeners, am I successful or am I a failure? I'm feeling like more like a failure. Although tonight's episode, I think, is probably going to be the best of the season. I feel like it is, because we're not mad at each other for once. Well, except for Nate and his fat jokes.
Except when you yelled at me. Yeah.
Yeah, that did happen.
But I'd like to go back and tell all of my elementary teachers that, you know what?
You're full of shit.
My mind is set on, you know, play with your boobs right now.
I didn't touch those. What grade are we talking here? I hope we're at least in sixth grade.
Jesse's in second grade, like, God, I just can't get my teacher's tits out of my mind.
I was in kindergarten still like, man, I'm hungry.
That is just...
Next time on Drippin' Milk, the podcast.
Now there's Nate. What's he about? He's about to steal a joke.
I thought elementary, yeah, see, I made my own joke, but I thought elementary would be a lot more funny and shocking than me, like, saying, because if I would have said it as a high school student, that's just...
You could have went junior high.
Around here, you know, 2 or 3 years ago, that was pretty topical with a female teacher. There was a junior high student that...
Been a lot of that going on.
Yeah.
That happens.
But there's a lot of double standards about that. In North Dakota, it seems like, I don't know if it's because it's local.
Do you want to sue based on the double standards?
That's a good topic. We'll pass that one to you, number two.
We'll see.
There you go. I've been looking for lawsuits.
Yeah, you're making this up as
I'm
you
looking
go,
for
so.
Lawsuits in all the wrong places.
I think that's a good one. As a man, that'd be a good one to sue for.
I forgot what it was already.
The double standards.
Oh, yeah, that one, yeah.
All right, my number four. I am suing all the restaurants. Two. Well, whatever.
Number four, yeah. We're going back in time here.
Back in time. Suing all the restaurants that serve those tiny-ass portions of food. They're not only unethical, but they're breaking the law of common goddamn decency.
Like, name an example.
Here's my gripe.
Tiny food.
Like,
we have the...
You go to fancy
you're talking about the food?
How
you
fancy?
Portions.
Like today we have... Nowadays we have that Humpback Sally's or whatever.
Sure, that's actually specifically designed for
purposeful.
Small portions.
Well, I know, but I don't get it. Like, but it's designed... Like, it's supposed to be cost conscious, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, you go there and you spend $15 and you get...
Yeah.
One plate of food.
They're not priced
You get
down.
A little bit of popcorn. What's the point?
I haven't gone,
I don't get that.
But like,
why would I go
I
there
the point
as a
of
group?
There was like you could go and order like two dinners, and it's like
they're not dinners.
Share.
Either.
Oh no!
But they cost you like it's, $9 a
yeah. You
plate,
get caramel
right?
coated popcorn for $7.50.
No, but it's
and
basically
your plate
like
is big.
It's kind of the idea of did you share? You know, like a lot of people go together and you share your entrees.
Yeah, but
it's
so,
no,
I mean,
it's not.
Yeah, this is you can't.
Is that what stuff. You're talking about?
Yeah.
Or are you talking
well, I mean,
about just going
to a certain extent that? Because there, you know, I was talking to a guy who was he went and ate there. He paid $9 for literally like three ribs.
Yeah. Well, my wife said she went there and all she ordered was some bacon carameled popcorn, which sounds amazing.
It does, sound
and it cost $7.50. She had to pay for that shit, and not only did she have to pay for it,
well,
she had to share it. And it was this little plate. Like, I go to a place like that, and if I'm going to spend $10 on something, there ain't no way I'm touching it.
Like, that's mine.
I'd rather go to B-Dubs, and we could all order an appetizer ourselves, and how many wings we want, and probably spend just as much money than this fancy, because we're going to drink.
Listen, I'm going to go to Taco Bell, and I can order off the dollar menu, and I can get as many tacos as I want.
There's no, I mean, that's
Taco Bell's.
There's no such thing as a dollar menu.
Topical
anywhere.
Everywhere, I think. Taco John's isn't, so you did well there.
Well, I prefer Taco Bell actually.
B-Dubs maybe not. Yeah. I don't even know if that's
no.
What
they're all over the place.
Oh yeah, they advertise for the NFL and stuff. Yeah,
Buffalo. They're everywhere. So what now?
Do you have anything?
What was your last one? I mean, I guess we can...
the tiny-ass portions of food.
I would back you in that suing.
I mean, as long as we're just talking...
Although, You hate
they broke
fat
the
people.
Law of common goddamn.
I don't understand a guy who sues fat people Listen. And then sues people for fat people wanting to eat more.
I'm not suing the fat people. I'm suing the fat people for having their guts sticking out around, down around their knees.
That is kind of a solid point. Like, first you're like,
I'll be there
I'm
soon.
Suing fat people for being gross, and it's like, I want to eat more, too, by the way. Like, I want my portions bigger. It's
like, well, which kind of supports my whole, like,
anyway,
lawsuit about the only, guys like this guy.
We did mention Ticketmaster, and it was like, this is just more like, I mean, good Lord. I just heard, like, maybe people don't know that, but, like, I actually saw it on just, like, the local news, and they were talking about the Ticketmaster lawsuit, and it's like...
I didn't hear this earlier, so I'm
they
waiting.
Actually, I first saw it on Facebook.
What did Ticketmaster
like,
do?
They actually settled a 10-year lawsuit about how they had exorbitant fees on... Like, because, you know, Ticketmaster, you'd buy a ticket to a concert that should have been $20, and the Ticketmaster's like, $47.50.
Yeah.
So they actually settled the lawsuit. They settled it, basically admitting that they were hosing people, gouging them for a decade.
Even though they were claiming it as a tax.
Yeah, they basically... They basically admitted that they were wrong for this last decade, so... Well, I know, and that's the thing. Like, I've bought tickets off Ticketmaster, too. So, yes, go to your Ticketmaster account, which...
This isn't really...
This is, like, real. This is like a public service announcement. Yeah. Like, no, I'm serious because, like, and I told my wife because I just literally saw it on the. I told it to my wife, but I literally saw it on the news, and I was like, "Yeah, we've ordered tickets off Ticketmaster. Like, it's all been on her account usually because, like, I don't think I ever ordered anything by myself. I don't think I really have an account, but we've gone to concerts together, and usually she did it on her account. And then she said she went and looked at, like, Nate, you went and looked at your Ticketmaster account. You didn't see anything. But they
have Ticketmaster.
They literally made a.
So I'm probably
they
screwed.
Literally made a settlement. Well, you had to have bought tickets.
I think if
but
I
if
got
you buy
anything,
tickets, you get it.
You can just do
I'm
it.
I'm sure
as
you
guest
get
though,
it.
Right.
Do it as a
but I buy a lot of stuff. Oh yeah, I buy a lot of.
No, they based it on like how many tickets you bought in the past.
Yeah.
So if you bought like,
I've
50.
I have been avoiding Ticketmaster for years because they gouge you.
But we have.
So I'm not getting anything back.
We have.
But you can't really.
I know that me and Anna have bought tickets, and Anna.
If I want to buy Vikings tickets,
we've bought tickets off Ticketmaster. I know we have in the past. Yeah. I know like at least four.
Well,
or five
when
times.
I bought. Yeah. When I bought Garth Brooks tickets, which...
This is going back to 2013.
Not going back in there, but...
No, it's going back to 2003.
Yeah. Okay, okay. And I know I bought more than
I know I bought a lot of tickets.
Anytime I don't go to Ticketmaster.com.
Or maybe it was even
but there's a lot of sites.
Like, this is going back
forever. We're totally getting into a huge rant here, which is awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's what we're about. That's why this show is
well, great. I personally... Well,
it's about freaking time.
I'm about respect.
This show gets back to basics. We get together... Not annoyed with each other.
But, Jesse, we do need
start
to...
Start on
what
time.
Are,
I
what
feel
you,
like I'm kind
what
of
are you
annoying
about?
At you, though.
We'll never know what I'm about.
Because Nate, we know now, is about stealing jokes.
Sure.
Yes. And I hate stealing jokes.
Okay.
My jokes are terrible.
So, but you need,
but some of them are really
I think
good.
That's,
I don't ever steal jokes.
I think
but the thing about me is I repeat
now,
jokes.
In the next, in
I'm
the
about
next,
repeating jokes.
You're,
yeah,
well,
yeah,
you're
yeah,
about
yeah.
repeating
jokes. Yeah.
So Nate's about stealing jokes and you're about repeating
yeah,
jokes.
Yeah, but you know how we
but
had to...
Me,
we,
I'm about respect for
women. We took 3 years of podcasting to find out what Nate's about, so I'm sure mine will change very soon.
That's true.
Mine's about... suing.
Me being about respect for him is also stolen.
My number one.
Yes.
Not to.
But it's
your number two
true.
Is good. But, by the way, not to take away respect for him, but your number two was very topical. It was a very good discussion. And the way this is going, that means Joe's the last one who gets to talk.
Yeah, but
so
I probably
really
won't
that
have
up.
Anything.
So my number one is more of a personal, like, it's very personal to me. It's probably not going to be funny. It's not going to be very topical. But I know you guys are Twins fans, so we'll hit home a little bit. So I am very homely when it comes to my sports teams. So I go local
like
more than anything.
Ugly teams. Yeah.
Not homely as in ugly, but homely as in close proximities.
Sure, gotcha.
Distance-wise,
you're I'm going to sue the Minnesota sports teams for putting me through misery
Fair
for
enough.
The last 25 years.
Yeah,
that could be a class action lawsuit.
You deserve
25
that
years.
More than yeah. we do, yeah. Because I like the Twins, but I'm not a Vikings fan.
I'm a bigger Vikings fan than I am a Twins fan.
I don't really lose a lot of sleep over the Minnesota Wild.
Timberwolves have been awful for a long time.
I mean,
yeah,
like,
Timberwolves. I actually watch the Timberwolves, but honestly, they're more fun to watch now. They're very fun to watch.
They
are not very good.
I think I'm going to start getting into the Timberwolves, I think. Because
I think you should, and we should take a trip down there.
Ooh.
Although I'd like to watch
like
the Vikings at the same time. But
we
should do
we
that.
We could avoid the Vikings. But
well, I know you would, but I wish we should tie that up. Because I spent a lot of, I'm a huge NBA DFSer, even though I took a huge break in January and I needed it.
Oh, but
I needed
Jesse's
it. Just
by far the best DFS player of the three of us.
Oh,
by
yeah,
way.
By a mile.
Not even
NBA
close.
DFSer is I'm really committed. I would say I'm a better, well, I'm by far better football than baseball. I'm a decent NFL one too, but MLB I'm terrible, so I don't play much.
Hey,
so.
By the same the same could be said about me. I was actually winning a lot of money in football. Like I probably tripled my money in the last few weeks of football, and then baseball started, and I went back down to zero.
And why, Joe, is because you know the logical answers in baseball, whereas football you're going by your gut.
Yeah,
and that's why. And DFS is
I was winning in football every week.
If you really want to analyze, and not in our listeners that like DFS, some hate them, blah, blah, blah. But if you really want to get into DFS, smart DFS players are, it's not so much, like, if you're really going to get into the analyzation of it, you're trying to predict what nobody else is going to do.
Yeah.
Whereas with NFL, you called your gut.
And
you said, this guy's going to be good, where to go. Whereas MLB, you know the knowledge, you know the everyday daily grind,
like
you know this guy's going to be good season.
Sometimes
long.
I feel like I pick this MLB lineup because, you know, baseball so much is like pitchers.
That's why I'm terrible
about
MLB.
Are my two pitchers good? And I feel like I've had lineups where I have two good pitchers.
See, that's where
and they both go like seven innings.
That's this
and
is the
then
difference
I have
between,
like two or three hitters that hit a home run. It's like that should be enough and
no,
I don't
that's,
cash.
That's just it. Like that's different. Like if you're going to go cash game, you need to go chalk, so you got to do the two best pitchers that are going to be, they're going to get your points, and then you got to go the best lineups. That's where I can't play MLB DFS, and I can't play season-long baseball. Because it's a two-side of all the information. You can't just go by gut for DFS, and you can't just read names and expect to. That's why I'm a terror, and I don't want. We're on a baseball show, so I don't really want to talk about how terrible I am at baseball because I'm just terrible at it. Because
I think everybody
you need
knows.
So much information.
It's a morale booster for everybody out there.
It's an but I know you want to talk to you about an NBA season. You want to talk about who's doing well, and I don't know why, but I can learn it so much faster. Even the bench players, like as soon as someone says this person's hurt, I know exactly who it is. So I don't know why I can't. I just can't.
It's
so hard.
Like for.
The database is so big.
And I just asked Yance Eden, because I know you guys used to talk about NBA DFS, but like Jesse literally has won thousands of dollars on NBA DFS. Like
yes.
Thousands of dollars.
And I've actually won.
He's legit.
I cashed
$5,700
on one tournament on FanDuel and football, just
to
give myself props.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I've won good money. I've actually played a lot of money, too. Like,
the dude, like you probably get a bad rap on this fantasy show as like a guy that doesn't know fantasy.
Well,
I'm
not here because I hate baseball or I suck at baseball. I'm here because I know fantasy sports and us three get together a lot. You two know baseball, which is my worst sport, and that's why I choose to sit down and just shut up about it. So I hope that the listeners out there tolerated me the last two episodes and you came back for this one. Because I'm a lot funnier this time, and I'm not as annoying. I was to the point where I was so annoyed with myself the last episode that I almost decided not to talk today. I'm glad I didn't.
But you changed your mind, Clay.
Oh, yeah. You guys changed my mind there.
Okay. All right. Well, my last one is going to be sort of anticlimactic, given all this talk.
I thought we were going to end the show.
We could have. Just got one left. Unless Joe comes up with something.
No,
minute.
I got nothing.
You got nothing. All right. Well, I tell you what, my number one, I'm going to sue Mosquito Nation because mosquitoes.
I'm not even mad at him for saying that.
No, they're the worst.
I'm right.
That's the first time I've ever been
like,
mad at an F-bomb.
Seriously, those things are terrible.
I hate mosquitoes.
God, they're everywhere. They give you West Nile.
And now they give
you
Zika?
Them?
I guess I could just go. I could just go on the same point and say ticks because that's the same type of deal.
Yeah. Plus, they're way creepier.
Oh God, they're the worst. And they can hide and like you know like you never like oh this mosquito's been on my arm for the past day and a half. You know like
oh yeah, it's got a giant
it's gigantic
blood filled yeah. sack on its ass.
But ticks, you know, sometimes you're just like oh well not that I've honestly never had that happen because it is disgusting.
No,
but,
I haven't. Yeah, yeah. But you know, like, do you not feel them crawling all over
let's
you?
Say you have a dog. Like yeah. I used to have a dog when we were growing up and be like oh hey dog there's this tick that's yeah. the size of a goddamn football on
how's
your head.
That Lyme disease treating you, dog?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Those things are the worst.
Yeah. All right. We got anything else to say before we peace out?
Well,
this
we should
week?
Probably talk a lot about more about mosquitoes and ticks, I think. It's just because people like to hear that type of stuff.
I don't know if that's true.
You're probably
I think
right.
we're going to double up on a, you know, congratulations on the NastyCast for finally separating the BS.
Yeah.
We're going to have to this episode,
work.
Too.
I was going to say, I think that would be wise to do this episode. So.
But I want to say congratulations to you two for getting this thing done, like, at a respectable amount of time.
Well, we tried.
It's
we
nice
tried.
Starting early and being able to banter.
You guys should congratulate me on being coherent.
It is impressive.
Before the end of the
you
show.
Got a bottle of wine down, four or you five did. Beers.
No, not four or five. Two.
Seven, eight.
I thought I was going to be on my third one, and
plus, he had that
Anyways,
bottle of whiskey.
We're getting this show wrapped up before Yancey Eaton's asleep to bring him back into the Yancey
God, I think
cast.
He's got enough play this week.
Yeah. All right. I think some of us just
there's never it. Enough for no. him. I mean.
All right. Well, I'm going to record a special prospect podcast yes. with Brett Sayre this week, so look out for that.
You should throw some Brett Sayre credentials out for us.
He is the managing editor at Baseball Prospectus, I believe. He is the founder of TheDynastyGuru.com, which is a I mean,
Nick Duran Duran
indispensable,
writes there too.
Yeah, for Dynasty Leagues. Yeah, Nick Duran Duran writes for them. Friend of the
sounds
podcast.
Like a good sounds yes. like a good guy to get on the show.
No, like,
for
that
show.
Is, that is absolutely my favorite. Resource for Dynasty
for sure.
Yes.
I spent a lot of time on their preseason. I don't now know because I'm just not. I just talked to you two.
Sure. Yeah. But no, yeah, like it is a great get. Nate, I'm going to bow out of that one because Nate's the prospect guy, and obviously, like, yeah, Brett is
the prospect.
We're
going
to
give you.
So I got nothing to add. But,
we're
going to
give
know,
you
like,
three
I'm,
slaps
I'm
of nasty this week. Yeah. I hope everybody can chew on that.
Triple dose. Three slabs in nasty.
Good
luck. Chew on that. Chew on that, buddy.
I'm done.
All right. See you, well, again, later on this week, I suppose. Until then, may the fantasy gods send fun.